Every good thing given and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting shadow. And we also read in Matthew 5 and 45 there, when we look into the Bible, there are many scriptures about the many gifts that the Heavenly Father bestows upon the human family. And I was thinking of Brother Tom's talk earlier. Jesus speaking about the loving your enemies shows that since man was created, speaking of God, he stated, he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. The giving of gifts is something the people do as a thank you, or at celebrations such as weddings, birthday, graduations, or for much of the Christian world, gifts at Christmas. The giver of the gift normally does not expect anything in return for the gift or payment for the gift. And when it comes to God, there are several verses that stand out about the priceless gift given to mankind. In John's Gospel, we read, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Sometimes as parents, we offer the promise of a gift to a child as a reward if they behave while we're shopping or traveling. Could be concluded this really is a bribe requiring certain behavior before the gift is handed over. When God gave his only begotten Son, he did not require a change of behavior from mankind. God's love was so great that, as we are told, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us in Romans 5 and 8. And we also read from the Apostle John, but this the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins, in 1 John 4:9-10. Having looked briefly at the wonderful gifts from God, what does a gift for Jehovah come in? For very early mankind seemed to understand that because of the wonderful gifts and privileges that have been bestowed by God, that he deserves gifts. Cain and Abel in Genesis chapter 4 brought gifts in the form of offerings to God. Abel brought the choicest gift from his flock, while Cain brought an inferior gift, not the choicest that he could have brought. It is recorded about Cain's gift, but for Cain and for his offering, he had no regard. So Cain became very angry and his countenance fell. With the establishment of the nation of Israel after their slavery in Egypt, laws were set out on the worship of God, laws regarding their relationship to both fellow Israelites, the strangers and sojourners amongst them. There was the requirement of blood sacrifices which had to be made for the forgiveness of sins. There were free will offerings or gifts of thanksgiving to Jehovah. When the request went out for the items for the tabernacle, we read, "The Israelites, all the men and women whose hearts moved them to bring material for all the work which the Lord had commanded through Moses to be done, brought a free will offering to the Lord." The same happened with offerings for the temple. Then the people rejoiced because they had offered so willingly, for they made their offering to the Lord with a whole heart, and David also rejoiced. Returning to the thought of bringing a gift to Jehovah, how is this done in the gospel age? Why would God desire a gift? Because the psalmist tells us that every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird of the mountains, and everything that moves in the field is mine. Job was told by God also that who hath given me anything beforehand that I should repay him? Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine. He has the power and the means to create anything we want. But let us go to Isaiah 18 and 7, where he mentions a gift for Jehovah to be brought in a future time. At that time, a gift of homage will be brought to the Lord of hosts from a people tall and smooth, even from a people feared far and wide, a powerful and oppressive nation whose land the rivers divide to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts, even Mount Zion. This is a gift from a nation, and it will be brought to Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem. We read on some believe this referred to Israel, who certainly in Scripture are referred to a holy nation. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people for his possession. And out of all the people who are on the face of the earth, Deuteronomy 14 and 2. There was a condition for them to be the holy nation, though. They were told, the Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, as he sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. In Deuteronomy 28 and verse 9. The problem was that on numerous occasions, the Israelites failed to keep their end of the bargain. And we remember what it was: all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And Moses brought back the words of the people to the Lord in Exodus 19 and verse 8. The culmination in the rejection of Christ at his first advent showed to what stage they had got to. And Paul and Barnabas spoke very boldly and said, it was necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first, since you repudiate it and judge yourselves unworthy of eternal life. Behold, we are turning to the Gentiles. What sort of gift would Jehovah be looking for? David understood what God wanted when he wrote, for you do not delight in sacrifice, otherwise I would give it. You are not pleased with burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. David was not perfect, but when he sinned, he sincerely asked for God to forgive him. Samuel told Saul that his kingdom would not pass to his sons of his condition, but he speaks of the king that would replace him. But now your kingdom shall not endure. The Lord has sought out for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord has appointed him as ruler over his people, because you have not kept what the Lord commanded of you. And we read why, where it says, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will. Why just not create a person or nation? God did not want robots that would blindly do as they are told. They would have no free will, and so they would not have the desire to love the Heavenly Father with all the heart and mind, as Jesus stated. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind, in Matthew 22 37. We go on to the next question. Where will this nation come from? In Isaiah, the prophet speaking of Christ stated that it would happen during the gospel age. Behold, I will make him a witness to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Behold, you will call a nation you did not know, and a nation that knows you not will run to you because of the Lord your God, even the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you, in Isaiah 55, 4 and 5. The present for Jehovah, then, is a people from all the nations. And we remember in Luke, where it says, repentance for forgiveness would be proclaimed to all of the nations. And then we are told, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household, in Acts 16, 13. However, to become a present for Jehovah requires more than just the simple acceptance of Christ as their Saviour. And as Brother Tom brought out, you know, the thought of once saved, always saved, and you can do anything after does not fit into this picture. We continue on. Jesus, with his disciples, told them, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me, in Luke 9 and 23. Following Christ would not be easy. It requires denying oneself, putting aside earthly desires to the risk of the contempt and ridicule of this world. It requires a daily following of Christ's example through both the easy times and the most difficult times. When the journey is started, the Christian is very rough around the edges. These need to be smoothed and can only happen in the real world through friction. The trials and persecutions are part of the process. And Paul, writing to the Romans, said, if children, heirs also, heirs of God, and following fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, so that we may be glorified with him. Christ also told us, blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, in Matthew 5 and verse 10. In the Romans we read, therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. It is noteworthy that it is a living sacrifice. This certainly was different from the dead sacrifices that the Jews were used to presenting to God. In Hebrews, Paul tells us that because of Christ's sacrifice, through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is, the fruits of lips that give thanks to his name, in Hebrews 13 and 15. A living sacrifice means being willing to be fully submitted, regardless of the circumstances. The example of Abraham offering Isaac is an example of an offering of a living sacrifice. It appears that Isaac would have been a teenager when he was taken by Abraham, who was at least 115 years old. A young man could easily defeat the old man, and yet Isaac allowed himself in full submission to be laid on the altar. And we are told to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. From Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Peter states, "Be but you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possessions, that you may proclaim his excellency of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light," in 1 Peter 2 and 9. What a privilege we have of having an opportunity of being prepared as a gift for Jehovah. And may God, at his blessing,